Barry's Mapleview Drive East could have a mix of housing in its future. A public meeting was held Tuesday night for a proposed development at 953 Mapleview Drive E, including 183 single-family homes, 74 townhouses and an estimated 205 units in three medium-density blocks for 466 units in all. They provide a compact, transit-supported form of development, with a range of housing types, said Ray DeMel of the Jones Consulting Group, representing developer Mapleview Drive South, Innisfil, Ltd. No residents spoke at the public meeting. At a neighborhood meeting held in June 2019 at St. Paul's Anglican Church, no members of the public attended nor provided written submissions. Last night's public meeting reviewed applications for a rezoning and draft plan of subdivision from Mapleview Drive South, Innisfil, Ltd. For 47 acres of land located on the south side of Mapleview Drive East, between Prince William Way and Innisfil's 20th Side Road, Innisfil, within the Hewitt Secondary Plan Area. The development would also have three blocks of environmental protection land, approximately 6.9 acres, three stormwater management and drainage blocks, one major collector road, one minor collector road and four local streets, along with open space. The property is vacant, has a net developable area of 38 acres and is surrounded by existing residential and agricultural uses. The surrounding agricultural lands are proposed, approved, or designated for development. The application is to rezone this property from agricultural to neighborhood and multiple residential, with special provisions to permit a dedicated drainage and access block, along with open space to permit the stormwater management facilities. The environmental protection zone will apply to land buffering the adjacent woodlot. A public meeting is one of the first stages in Barry's planning process. Following Tuesday night's meeting, the applications will go to city planning staff for a report, which will generate a motion to city councilors. Should council approve the proposed rezoning, planning staff would have delegated authority to consider approval of the draft plan of subdivision. Subsequent site plan applications may be required to develop medium-density blocks within the subdivision.